Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Looks like the Michigan state government might just be shutting down, which I think is a pretty great thing. Fantastic. Now, of course, some people are very, very upset. Like, well, the bureaucrats that work for the government, they don't like this very much. And, Julia, you're going to give us some details about this. It happens from time to time where state governments, it usually happens, they discuss some budgetary problems or they can't work out their issues with the budget, and so therefore they just shut down part of the government. So what's going on?
This out of Lansing. State governments starting Monday will attempt to limp along with limited state police patrols, no food safety inspections, and just enough caseworkers to protect children and seniors if the governor and lawmakers fail to reach a budget deal that would avert to a partial government shutdown.
I wonder what happens if we find out that we can live without the government.
Well, the in the states where the government has shut down for a week or so, a week or two, they've been okay.
Well, it's
really
funny if you read some of the frequently asked questions from the Michigan state government website. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. There's all kinds of questions. What if I get food poisoning and I need to report somebody? I mean, seriously.
Didn't you tell me once, I mean, you having a lot of restaurant experience, that most cases of food poisoning are actually people getting, messing up in their own kitchen or something?
That is true, and I confirmed that the John Stossel book had a section about that, which is why I had been reminded of that. I'd been told before that most food poisoning people automatically blame on restaurants, but usually comes from the home, and John Stossel talked about that in his book a little bit.
So it's actually the case that restaurants are, on average, much safer than food prepared at home.
Yes. They have to please a lot of people. They'll go out of business if they make people sick.
They're professionals, whereas if you're at home, you forget to wipe your hands down or wash your hands before you handle something. You just make a mistake, then you've poisoned yourself. But if you've eaten at a restaurant recently, you'll chalk it up to the restaurant's fault.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Your fault. So, anyway, just kind of an interesting aside.
Yeah.
Go ahead with the story.
There was still hope Friday that a shutdown could be avoided if Governor Jennifer blah, 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 and state lawmakers could strike a deal before the next fiscal year begins midnight Sunday to fill a $1.75 billion budget shortfall. Slightly more than 35,000 of the state's more than 53,000...
Hold on. Billions? They have billion-dollar budgets in the state of Michigan?
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's amazing.
Detroit's a top 10 metro.
I guess so. Sorry.
It's okay. Slightly more than 35,000 of the state's 50,000 workers received notices on Friday telling them not to report to work on Monday if a shutdown occurs, while the remainder, including 12,000 prison guards, were told they'd remain on duty to protect public health and safety.
Well, yeah, they're just going to let all the convicts out because the government shut down, uh-huh.
So, well, 30,000 out of
50,000. And then when they start it back up, they'll just ask them all to come back.
Yeah.
30,000 plus out of 50,000 state government employees were told they didn't have to come to work?
That's true.
So does that mean that 30,000 out of 50,000 at the very least are non-essential personnel? Does that mean that over 50%
of
the government staff?
Well, they have to limp by, Ian. This is an emergency situation.
Right, so they're only keeping the essential personnel on board. So does that mean the other
12,000 government employees are considered essential by Michigan state government?
Is there a little bit of government waste going on there in the state of Michigan? And I know our Michigan affiliates are coming on, a couple of them are coming on board here this hour. So if you're listening in Michigan and you've got some comments on this, are you scared? Are you scared? Is it going to be chaos without the government around to protect you? 1-800-259-9231.
Governor Jennifer Granholm said Friday afternoon that a government shutdown would mean most government operations would cease, including food safety and gas pump inspections, liquor deliveries, lottery ticket sales, the assurance of driver's license, and construction on state roads.
So no more food inspections. So I'm sure some people are out there very, very worried that all of a sudden their favorite restaurant is going to start trying to poison them. Oh, wait, that's right. They have no financial interest in poisoning you. They want you to enjoy your food, so you'll come back and buy it again from them. The fact that there is a health department that goes around to inspect restaurants...
Look at the ceiling. That's what they do.
They don't actually have any effect on whether or not those restaurants are safe. Those restaurants are safe because they're competing in the marketplace with other restaurants to provide food services to individuals. The government inspectors very rarely actually do anything to keep anybody safe. They usually call in advance when they've got their point, when they're going to come by for a visit. And then when they get there, as you say, they look at the ceiling and they put, you know, just sit down and have
they're
a cup of coffee.
They're there for a half an hour, maybe.
I think that they may do a small amount to make the restaurant safer, but a private company that would do certifications would do so much more.
Absolutely. You could have a restaurant certified on a weekly basis if you thought it necessary by a private company. In fact, there are many franchises, like Burger King's and that sort of thing. They have their own internal inspectors. I mean, everyone's heard of secret shoppers, where you send in a customer, someone that looks like a customer, and they're actually someone working for the company to see if they're getting good service. Well, these companies also hire people to go in and inspect their franchise locations to make sure that they're up to code, up to spec, if you will.
Yeah, we have. I work at Panera Bread, and it's a franchise, but Panera, when you franchise out, they have requirements that says that they have to be audited a certain times a year, so corporate inspectors come to our store secretly. Like, they don't let us know. They just surprise show up one day, mm-hmm. and they inspect everything. And the punishment, if you're not up to par, is that the franchise can't build any more restaurants. And so mm-hmm. if you're interested in growing your franchise, all of the stores, and it affects the manager's bonuses and stuff like that. So everybody has an incentive to keep things clean and healthy.
Highly incentivized.
I'd imagine there's more than that punishment.
I mean, that may be one of
their punishments, but if they violate like twice in a row, I'm sure they're given a warning and they say, look, you better fix this.
Right.
And then they're checked again and they violate again, they'll probably revoke their franchise.
And the managers are terrified of the corporate auditors. When we get word that corporate auditors might be coming around, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody starts panicking and trying desperately to search for things that could be wrong. And
right, a health inspector?
Yeah.
Not such a big deal.
Right, while a government health inspector maybe shows up once a year, if you're lucky, and will sit there and have a cup of coffee and then go on to the next restaurant.
And some of the rules by the health department are ludicrous. There's this one rule that we've been sort of dealing with lately, and it's that a trash can can't be within a certain amount of feet by a hand washing sink or something stupid like that. So we have this area where we can't have this trash can that we had anymore, and it's a really good place for a trash can, but it can't be there because it's too close to the hand washing
sink. What's the trash can going to do? Jump up and get your hands dirty?
You never know when they might. I mean, they're out of control, trash cans these days. So there are no more health inspectors, and what were some of the other things they were going to cut?
Gas pump inspections.
Oh, my goodness. What
$5
would we do?
A gallon before you know it.
No, that's not what they're inspecting the gas pumps for.
They make sure that they're actually giving you a gallon instead of 0.75 gallons.
Or I think they're also inspecting to make sure they start at zero, as though you might not notice that when you were filling up your gas. Look, buyer beware. Caveat emptor. When you go to buy things. And that's really all we need is the marketplace to protect us. Business owners and consumer interest groups like Consumer Reports going out and checking on people.
Yeah, I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world for the gas inspector. And he's not the first person I'm going to cut when I start slashing away at government.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say that I really think that it would be much cheaper to have a third party or the franchise itself check these things out. Wouldn't Citgo be interested in people getting a full tank of gas as opposed to the guy who owns the Citgo station? It just seems to me that somebody could handle this besides a government bureaucrat that probably gets $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year to go around and check these things.
Liquor deliveries. Now, does that mean they have state liquor stores like we do here?
Because no, I don't think so. Because another article I read says that they're just going to just stop the liquor trade.
Why?
Well,
private companies make liquor. They can deliver it just fine. People want to buy liquor.
Yeah, well, the government, they really control liquor pretty heavily, and they want to make sure they're getting paid, I guess, on every liquor transaction.
Wow.
So they're probably taxes at the wholesale level or something.
That's going to make people very angry.
Yeah, no more government. You can't drink.
Yeah.
The problem with these government shutdowns is that they always come back.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest problem. They usually
the government.
Right. They'll go for a week, and then they'll figure out their little budgetary thing, and they'll come to an agreement, and they'll come back. I want to see what happens when the government finally just says, you know, the 2 weeks go by, their deadline for bringing the government back flies through, because right now they're saying, well, a lot of services will be back in just a few weeks, so you don't have to worry about this. But what if they didn't for 2-3 months? Then what would happen? Are you scared? This is Free Talk Live.
Journal, DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site we give away.
And those features do include the wiki, over 1,400 pages written by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Talking about the Michigan state government threatening to shut down. Oh no, what will we do without the health inspectors and the gas pump inspectors and the fill in the blank inspectors? It'll be chaos. Everything, society will crumble without government. Oh, wait a minute. No, let's see. Other states have gone through this. I don't remember what they were, but other states have had this happen. I think Minnesota did
it. New Jersey.
Florida did it once. This has happened. Government has shut down, and everybody's okay. In fact, you'd think that there'd be some stories that would come out during the government shutdown about all the awful ramifications, you know, the criminals running through the streets and gas pump operators jacking up the prices or whatever. And no, there aren't those stories. In fact, it's relatively uneventful.
Can you imagine what would happen if your gas station got caught pumping a tenth of a gallon less than the competition? Can you imagine if you were lying to your customers, how long it would be before people that read the news ever came back to your station? I mean, if you bought that station from the guy who went out of business, you'd have a hell of a time convincing people to come back.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would like to hear from you, especially if you're in Michigan and you're going to be affected by this. Are you worried? Are you concerned? Maybe you're a government bureaucrat that's very upset that you aren't going to get a paycheck for a week or whatever the deal is. Julia, what are some of the other ramifications before we go to the phones?
Okay, no lottery sales.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No state lottery.
Some people's investments are going to go down the tube now.
No driver's license.
No, hold on a second.
Issued.
If the government is shut down, or at least part of the government is shut down, and they can't actually have the state lottery, does that mean it's legal now for regular folks to have their own lottos?
Absolutely not. No.
No. In fact, the next paragraph is about three Detroit casinos. They've been given permission to stay open, even though the state is no longer able to oversee them. But they
Dear
had
God.
To go to court for that, and
wow.
The judge ruled that that was okay. They could stay open.
Do they have a bureaucrat sitting in the state casino all day long? I mean, what sort of oversight are we talking about here?
I can't imagine.
Who knows?
It wouldn't surprise me if there was a bureaucrat that was paid to, you know, mosey around between blackjack tables to make sure everything's on the up and up.
State workers showed their displeasure over the budget in passe Friday morning.
In passe.
During the spirited meeting.
Hey, I let you go on... You said it, metrolopatin or something like that earlier in the show.
Well, it's funny when you come across a word that you either don't know how to pronounce or have never seen before. I mean, what do? You just have to read it.
That's right.
And learn something new every day.
Next up.
Commission.
Mm-hmm. Everything okay over there?
Yeah, sorry. The microphone's in a weird position. I'm sort of having double vision.
Yeah,
that
happens sometimes. The microphone will be covering one eye, and then you're trying to focus on half of the paragraph.
Yeah,
crazy.
So, sorry about that. Judy Woodson, a specialist from blah, blah, blah county with the Department of Human Services, told the panel that food stamp recipients were worried about getting assistance if the state closed down on Monday. She said state workers pay their taxes, love the state, and want to work.
Of course they love the state.
They pay them $80,000 a year or whatever.
When she says that, it doesn't mean that they love the land of Michigan. That she means they love the actual apparatus of government that pays their paychecks. And you know what? As far as the welfare queens are concerned, hey, this is what you get. When you count on the government to take care of you, inevitably there's going to come a time when they aren't able to meet their obligations. They promise they'd give you all these food stamps or whatever, but oh, here they go, shutting down on you. Do you think the welfare recipients can sue the government for shutting down? I doubt it. So this is what happens. It happened down in Hurricane Katrina when it was a bit more of a life and death situation, when people were counting on the government to bring them food and water. They died while they waited.
Yes, so, they did.
So here you are again. Government has made promises to people. They said, oh, well, you're going to pay you these food stamps. Oh, no, we're shutting down. Sorry, you're just SOL. please don't count on government to take care of you, because inevitably you're going to end up in a situation like this. I'm going to go to the phones. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Cal in San Jose, listening on KSCO. Cal, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Cal?
I still have a Michigan driver's license, and I'm still considered a Michigan resident.
Okay.
And everything you said, it was going to come to pass. I actually got to talking with the first husband there, Dan Mulhern. The husband of Jennifer Granholm. He runs a talk show in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the tax situation going on in Michigan. And that place is actually is a pretty deep kimchi right now.
What does that mean? Pretty deep kimchi? I don't know what that means.
I mean, no. What it is they're in deep trouble. State revenues are being dried up because a lot of the auto manufacturers, as you
tax base is going away.
Yeah, exactly. The tax base is going away. But the trouble is, those people are so entrenched in the government union system that they don't know a way out of there. And I tried to say, well, why can't you try to do any tax incentives or any tax breaks to try to at least the entrepreneurs to try to at least help restore the economy.
Well, that's not an option for them. You know, governments, they don't see going back as an option. They can't see cutting bureaucracy and cutting spending as a solution. They just, it's not even on their plate.
That's exactly what Mr. Mulhern said, because he said, well, we're the lowest of all the states. We have one of the lowest tax impacts on any incoming businesses coming into the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how are you going to be able to raise your revenue then if it's so favorable? And then I posed them a bigger question. Why would anybody want to, I didn't mean it as a slap on the face, because they do like Michigan, but why do people want to go to Michigan? Why? And that was the last question I gave them there.
Yeah, I bet it was the last question you got to ask.
Anyways, you're putting out a good show there, and Michigan is in trouble.
You know, and every state needs to really look at this. Now, perhaps they're not, you know, their major industry isn't going kaput, but the fact is, if you want to see the economy in your state prosper, if you want to increase tax revenue, you have to cut the taxes and cut the burden that's on people.
Yep.
Because they'll make more money, and then they'll pay more taxes.
Cal, thank you for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're on all over Michigan right now, and would love to hear from somebody who's listening that actually thinks this is going to be a problem. Somebody that's really worried about what life will be like without all these government services to be around to take care of us. Do you think that people can actually get along with one another without the agents of the state lurking out there somewhere? You think that's actually possible? 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you're in Michigan, we'll move you to the front of the line if you call in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Updates are there. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So the Michigan government, if it doesn't come to a budgetary agreement within the next couple of days, I think it's on October 1st that they are scheduled to shut down, or at least part of the Michigan government will be shutting down. In fact, over 30,000 of the state's 50,000 employees will not be reporting to work on Monday. And some people are very upset about this. Some people are very worried. And I'm saying my point here is this has been done before. Governments have shut down across the country, and it's relatively uneventful. In fact, since there's no government doing anything of which to speak, the news agencies actually have to go out and find real news to talk about. Did you ever notice that? How the news is mostly just talk about what the government's doing? New government
it's
laws.
Awful. I hate listening to it.
Yeah. So the news agencies, in the absence of a government to talk about all the freedoms they're taking away,
they'll have to talk about, well, the people that buy their newspapers instead.
Or they'll have to talk maybe. What I really would like to see in the absence of the state is the news agencies shifting to more of a consumer report style thing. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that would be interesting news. In the absence of these governmental things to cover, they could be covering, well, doing little internal investigations on restaurants, hidden camera investigations of car dealers and that sort of thing. I love that kind of news.
consumer news. It's good stuff. Anyway, let's go to the phones, talk to people in Michigan to see how they're feeling about all of this. Are you in Michigan? Do you think you're going to be okay without the mommy government around to take care of you? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk first. Ladies first. Ellen in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ellen.
Hi. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, my understanding was that the government was supposed to shut down today if they didn't reach the agreement. So I don't know if it's Monday or today. You said Monday. It's the first time I heard that.
Julia, does it specify in your article when they are supposed to shut down?
Well, it says that they're not supposed to report to work on Monday.
Right, so it's Monday. If they don't fix it over the weekend, then it's done for.
Also, about the casinos,
mm-hmm.
I heard that what happens is that the casinos themselves have to pay the state to have this overseer person.
Of course they do.
So what the casinos are upset about is that, you know, Granholm was going like, oh, well, we'll shut down the casinos. And the casinos are like, wait a minute, we're already paying you for this service.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like something that's supposed to come out of the state budget.
You know, and the funny part of that is, do you think that it's just the casino that comes out of its pocket for the inspector? No. It's the casino patrons. Mm-hmm. Because every business has to make a profit in order to stay in business. And so they make the profit that, you know, the salary of this guy really comes out of, you know, the losses of patrons at the casinos.
Ellen, do you have any other thoughts?
It hasn't even blipped. I mean, we heard it on the radio, and even, you know, in the office and everything, no one cares. So
yeah.
That's the thought.
Yeah, I can't see that it's going to be any big earth-shattering events. I wonder how long you guys can go without the government. I mean, really, what if it was gone a year?
Well.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, it's an interesting question, right? Because if it was really gone for that long, normally they come back within a week or two at the most.
The only thing that would be really a concern are services like, not even so much the police, but like things like EMS and fire.
Well, the police will be still be around, and I'm pretty sure EMS.
And a lot of EMS is volunteer. So
there are certain critical services that they are going to keep online. It's just the other 30,000 plus bureaucrats that aren't really that necessary will not be reporting to work. And as far as the EMS and the fire, you can better believe that hospitals and the people that are providing the services like that would figure out a way if it had gone for more than a few weeks, they'd probably start figuring out a way to hire some sort of private ambulance service or something like that to get the patients where they need to go, if that were indeed services that were being shut down, and I don't think that they are. We're just talking about health inspectors and gas pump inspectors.
Environmental permits.
All the other nonsense that government takes care of. But yeah, it certainly would be an interesting thing to see what would happen after a year's time if there were none of these government services around. Thanks for the call, Ellen. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt in Michigan. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello.
Hey. I think it's absolutely hilarious what's happening in Michigan right now.
Why is that?
Well, the Republicans have convinced me to start supporting Granholm. Here's from their website at www.senate.michigan.gov/GOP. Permanent impact of a Granholm government shutdown. A state government shutdown would have a devastating effect on Michigan. The state would be unable to recoup the millions of dollars in revenue that would be lost each day. Even a brief Granholm shutdown would mean a permanent loss of revenue. I know. They're estimating that they're going to be losing $3.5 million per day, and I think it's absolutely wonderful.
What is it? Where are they getting that revenue from? Is it from the businesses? Are they not going to be collecting sales tax on those days? I mean, where is that money coming from?
They're saying it's lottery sales, casino revenue.
Right,
and liquor markup.
Sales tax is still going to be collected, but I see what you're saying. There's some things that the bureaucrats that are doing the collecting are just not going to be around to collect anymore. And Michigan,
probably toll booths.
Right. The way they word things is a little dishonest. It's not Michigan that's going to be. It's not the people of Michigan that are going to be in a state of turmoil or whatever the word they used was. It's the state of Michigan, the people in government, that will be in a situation of turmoil because they'll be out of work. Na 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 na. Any other thoughts?
I'm just surprised that no one has thought of the grand idea. Maybe we should cut spending instead of just increase taxes. We're just
blasphemy! Blasphemy!
You mean those small government Republicans haven't even put that idea forth?
There's been a few proposals, but mostly from the Republicans. They're just saying increase income taxes 10%, where the Democrats say 18%.
Yeah, right. You know, that's how it always is with the Republicans. They say they're the government, the party of small government, and they're just not. They've been lying to us for so long. You hear them talk like, we've slashed government back to the bone, everybody.
That's right.
Come on. Please.
It cannot be cut back any further. All they're really doing is cutting the, as you're saying, the amount of increases a little bit. Oh, yeah, we only want 10%.
I'm running for city council here, and a local politician actually told me that he has been looking for the waste for 30 years, and it doesn't exist. Isn't that amazing?
Total crap. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. And good luck with the chaos that's coming forth in Michigan. We'll have to have people call in, check in throughout the week, next week, because the Michigan government's going to shut down, right? And all these bureaucrats aren't going to work. So we'll have to get reports from people that are actually on the ground. You know, what's it like out there? Is everything okay?
Yeah, nothing's happening. Wait, the government's not working?
Yeah. Let's see.
Nobody cares.
Wait, you know what? I went to work today, and there weren't any state troopers on the road. So I actually got to go. I got to work faster.
And I went through the toll booth, didn't have to pay.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. If you're in Michigan and you're scared, would really like to hear from you. There's got to be somebody who's frightened.
Somebody who's getting a nice big fat check of some sort or another probably is scared.
Let's continue.
They should go out and get a real job like everybody else.
Yeah, yeah, it depends on the type of check they're getting. I mean, I think that there's
welfare.
People with certain types of disabilities, and they've really come to rely on the government. I'm not saying that there aren't better ways of handling those people, but, you know, I'm not willing to go and tie them all to a stake and set it on fire, but some of them I would.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mike.
Hey, you guys.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
A little bit of question. Let's get to the root of the problem. I'm actually a government worker.
Ah, bureaucrat.
And let's just take a real look at the problem. And I've brought this up before on your guys' station. I work for the city of Kalispell. I'm a garbage man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can't privatize garbage because the state, the laws, the way it works is it's like a liquor license here. You have to, there's only so many out there, and one private company owns it, which is a lot higher price than the city of Kalispell. We don't pay taxes on fuel. We don't pay licensing. We don't pay anything. I make $26,000 a year, okay? So here's the root of the problem.
You'll tell me about it in a moment. Hang on, Mike. We'll bring you back, okay? 800-259-9231. You can't privatize garbage services. That's weird. It's private here. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions. Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support us, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We take that money in and use it to promote the show, to get on more radio stations across the country and spread the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the program and get signed up, and learn about the perks you get access to as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Montana, talk to Mike, listening on KGEZ. Mike, you work for the trash bureaucracy. Now, it's not actually a real bureaucracy. It's a government-approved monopoly, which is like the next thing, next best thing to a bureaucracy, or next worst thing, however you want to look at it. So you work for a private company that has a monopoly deal with the government, the state government, to pick up people's trash. Is that correct?
No, it's a city organization. What it is in Montana is that there's only two licenses available in this area to handle waste products. Okay, mm-hmm. In Missoula, which is 2 hours south of us, there is one company that picks up trash. You want to take your trash, take a pickup load to their dump, it's $120 a pickup load. Here in Kalispell, it's nothing. Because you pay $56 a year through the county government, because the county owns the landfill. So you pay $56 a year, and I don't care how many pickup loads you take, it doesn't cost you anything because you're paying it on your taxes. The root of the problem, and where I'm getting at, I agree with you guys. I mean, you know, there's too much bureaucracy and so forth, but that's just one little instance. There was a water company in Idaho that they sold their water. The city run it. They sold it to a private company. Oh, sounds like a great deal. You know, let's do a public-private partnership. Next thing you know, private company owns it. People are paying $200 a month for water. I pay $68 a month to $80 a month for my water through a private water company. In Kalispell, you pay $29. It's cheaper, okay? The problem is in the city of Kalispell, where I work, and I'll give you the exact fact numbers, we have 45 managerial employees, Okay, we're talking $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Like I said, I make $26,000 a year to pick up your trash.
That's a lot of chiefs.
A lot of chiefs. Four, here's the number that's going to blow you away. 74 employees.
Okay, run them by me one more time.
45 management employees, 274 working employees.
That's more than 2 to 1.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is the root of the problem. There is spots, and I believe this. I believe that their private industry can do things a lot better, in a lot of instances. But when you're talking a water plant that there's only one in the whole state, somebody's got to run it. Private industry is going to hose you on that because they have a monopoly. You have to get rid of, one, the monopolies. Second of all, you have to get rid of this management problem. Like I said, I make $26,000 a year, and I pick up people's trash. I love my job. It's a good job. Don't get me wrong. But I ain't getting rich by any means at that in Montana.
Right.
But
a lot
when
of
I have
problems...
somebody above me making $60,000 to $70,000 a year, and he ain't even educated as much as I am, wait a minute. That's the problem. That's where your tax dollars are going.
It's part of the problem, absolutely. And that's a way that one would streamline government. But a lot of these problems are created by government in general. Like, for instance, they'll say there's, they'll make it illegal to compete with somebody based on water, and they'll make it illegal not to hook your house up to city water. You can't dig a well in certain areas. You can't dig a septic tank in certain areas.
But
make it illegal to pick up trash, and compete with somebody who has a medallion or a certification from the state. And so it's a problem the government creates, and then we have to sort of solve around it. And that's how the market's messed up.
Well, I think you even pointed that out, Mike, is that, the problem is the government-approved monopoly, not the fact that it's being run by a private organization, but the fact that no one else can jump into the game and compete.
Well, exactly. And there are certain things that people have to step back and look at. When you look at a whole subdivision area and you have houses that ain't 10 feet apart from each other, you don't want septic tanks all the way through there. You have to have a sewer system. That's how it works. The problem is that, of course, you cannot put 50 sewer systems in one area. So there's going to be one sewer treatment plant to take care of things. Now, if the government can
I don't
do
know
that,
about that. Right,
that's
the way it is.
Right. What we see today is how to deal with these problems. Who knows how technology will fix these things? Who knows how the private industry would go about doing it? We know that in often cases, cities do these things, and they usually do a pretty bad job of it overall. I would like to see the market open for that. At the very least, give somebody the opportunity to compete.
To figure it out. Yeah, that much is the case. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'd just like to point out that here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are several trash companies that one can choose from. In fact, there are several landfills. You don't even have to have trash pickup. There's not even a law for that. Like, if I just wanted to throw trash in the back of my pickup truck and take it to the landfill, I could do that. That's what we did when we moved here, and I actually had a pickup truck before it got wrecked. We took the trash ourselves, and it was like $4 a pop or whatever. They weigh you when you go in, and then they weigh you when you leave, and then you get charged based on the amount of poundage that you dropped off.
Right.
In addition, now, it is a city landfill. That much is true. But there are other landfills around, so you can go. You can choose your landfill.
Well, you could do that. Where what he was talking about, there was one where you could go for $120-something, and the other one where, well, it's paid for $54 a year in people's taxes. But the thing is, once again, it's about licensing. What if I want to open up a landfill? What if I think that I can make a bunch of money by handling a landfill, and I can charge just a little less, provide just a little better service than the city? You're never going to be able to do that. Can you imagine trying to get a permit to open a landfill?
Yeah, the city's landfill hours suck. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to compete with them. You know, they're open for like 2 hours on a Saturday or something like that, and it's just awful.
I mean, you'd have to have all kind of acreage and then ask to be able to do it right in the middle. You know, I've got 10,000 acres, and I want to put 100 right in the middle and turn it into a landfill. You'd be crazy.
The customer service is better, too, in the private garbage picking up services around here. It's just small differences that I notice. But first of all, if you watch the garbage trucks drive around, it's quite different than back in Florida where I lived, the government monopoly-granted garbage trucks. And also...
Why is it different when they drive around?
Oh, well, the government ones, or it's not... In Florida, it was private companies, but they had an agreement with the city that they could be the only garbage service pickup in the county or whatever. But there was like five people hanging off the back of the truck and and people driving. And here it's
probably
one guy.
A union.
Yeah, here it's one guy, and he gets out and picks up the garbage.
He drives and picks up.
Right. You have a choice with recycling around here. You choose to either have them pick up your recyclables or not.
Right. There's no mandatory recycling law.
Right. Which
though there are some in New Hampshire. Some towns have that.
Towns?
Yeah.
At least it's a city thing and not a state thing.
Right.
And then also, I like to put, we have our garbage in Rubbermaid tubs so that raccoons don't knock them over and stuff. I'm not sure if you've ever tried to use a not approved government or a not approved garbage can. With
oh, yeah.
I mean, they just won't pick up your trash. They'll leave it there.
I had cases with the folks in Florida that they just wouldn't pick up my trash. We don't like how long your limbs are cut. We don't like they're not bound together properly in the right amount. I'm sorry, that weighs too much.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's construction trash, Mr. Edgington. That's not regular trash. I mean, they have all kinds of rules. I haven't had any problems here since, but I haven't been doing any construction either. So I think it's a better system. I believe in competition. I really don't have anything from that point of view.
But. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to Manuel in New York. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the thing is that most people, there's probably no one out there that loves 100% of the government. Some people hate gun control. Some people hate welfare or war or, you know, trash pickup. So, but the problem is they don't really see that, you know, instead of saying, well, this is a problem with government itself, they come up with one of three things. Increase funding, pass transparency laws, or put the right people in office. And they think that with that, the problem will just go away.
Yep.
So I think these are the challenges that we have to talk about.
Yeah, and the problem is the agency itself, the institution of government, the concept of government.
Right, right.
There's no amount of reform that can actually fix how broken government as an institution is. And it's broken because it's an agency of coercive force.
That's right. And you know, they take half of the steps. They say, well, it's not working. But then instead of saying, well, let's get rid of it or abolish it or whatever, they say, well, let's try to fix it. So then, you know, this is not really a step towards liberty.
Yep, exactly right. Manuel, any other thoughts?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, dude. All right. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We are just about out of time, but still to come here, hopefully tomorrow night on the live Saturday show. Got great stuff we just haven't gotten a chance to get to, including a story from one of our listeners about what it was like in basic training and the abuse that he and some of his fellow soldiers suffered at the hands of sick, sadistic sergeants and that sort of thing. It is a mind blower, though probably ring true for many of our military listeners. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.